96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crocus bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Meth, and Tropical Gyros.
Here's how you can become a Talking Head, brought to you by BTC.
You got it locked and loaded, and boy, I tell you, without my phone, I'm a dead man in the water, boy. I tell you, the Friday, July 26th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty in your company, along with Mary Jane, right up until 6 p.m., and of course, you know, I'll tell you how to chime in. Phone lines are going to be open today. We got lots to talk about. Text lines, obviously powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live, take us, telephone's wide open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free to anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, it's Friday, MJ. We in the building,
yes.
And we got special guests before we get to the break, because you know, big part of my weekend, as you can attest,
are
libations, and one of my favorite libations, nice and cold, is the Sands beer.
Sands.
And Sands doing big things. We got Arnique from Sands in the building. How are you? Good to see you.
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good.
And you know, now I can't wait to get off, because you know, be out of the Sands. But I know Sands is doing big things. You got the redeemable pop tops going on, correct?
Pop and redeem, yes.
Pop and redeem.
We have pop and redeem going on right now.
So every time you pop a Sands, you could win.
Yeah, 6 caps, you get a free beer, and you get a golden ticket. And with that golden ticket, you enter your name, contacts, and you enter to win into the box with 4 weekly prizes and the grand prize.
And the grand prize is?
A 2024 Yamaha jet ski with a trailer.
What?
Stop it.
What? Perfect.
Stop it. No wonder all my boys who own jet skis tell me when they see me, better start buying me a 6-pack of Sands, Naughty. Now I get it.
I mean, that's a lot of winning. So you say, okay, you pop the 6 tops,
yes.
You redeem those, you get a golden ticket.
Yeah, so that's and a free bear.
And a free bear.
Free bear, so that's the first win.
So you're taking 6
tops. The first level is free bear.
You get the free Sands
and then
the
you
6 tops.
And then you level up.
Yes, and you get a golden ticket,
mm-hmm.
And you enter to win the weekly prizes.
Right. What are some of the weekly prizes?
So this is our 4th week.
Uh-huh.
So our first week, we had a winner from the East Bay branch. His name was Tyrone Brown. He won $500.
What?
Yes.
Stop it, Tyrone.
Tyrone, call on Tyrone.
What? Our second winner was David Taylor. He won a Sands Moisture Tech shirt.
Oh,
from
cool.
The Carmichael Road branch.
Uh-huh.
And our winner again came from the East Bay location. His name was Antonio Roland. He won 2 cases of Sands beer.
Man, it sounds like I need to check that East Bay.
East Bay.
Lucky location. That sounds like a lucky location.
Well, you know, MJ, that's the start of the Eastern Road right there. And you know, we love all Sands on the Eastern Road, let me tell you.
So, yes. But Carmichael pretty hot too, though.
Yes, boy.
Carmichael
is
hot.
Yes, sir.
So tomorrow we're at Carmichael. We'll be raffling, doing the drawing for a Yeti cooler.
Cool.
Oh, it's so nice.
Oh, wow.
It's brand new with the man in the boat. Nice red cooler for when you get your jet ski. You can put that right on tow with
Stop
you
it.
In the ocean.
And then obviously, you know, you got to put the Sands
summer.
In the cooler to make it perfectly
this
balanced.
A perfect
Definitely.
Summer promotion.
Yes.
This is great for summer.
Yes. Tell me, is this working with the regular Sands as well as the Rattlers?
It's a mix, yes.
Yes?
So it's, You could,
because I like my Rattlers.
Yes, now. Rattlers yeah, are yeah, included. Yeah. The yeah. Sans Pink Rattler uh-huh. and the Sans Passion Rattlers, they are included
so straight.
In the okay. promotion.
I'm covered. I'm covered.
Six-pack a Rattler for you, yes. a six-pack of Sans for me, we yes. good to go.
So also, it's the Sans Regular uh-huh. and the Sans Light. So it don't have to be a full six Sans.
You can mix it
caps.
Up, too.
You can mix it up. Once you have six of the Man in the Boat caps.
Six Regular is good for me.
Yeah, you're good to go.
But she's working with all of us. You know, yeah, some know. Of us like to mix it up a little bit.
I just want
to
stress them. Six I don't think about them right
when
now.
You get that six caps, you still get a free bear.
Man,
I love it. I love it. This is a great summer
yes,
promotion.
Yes, tomorrow we'll be having Jimmy Jams. DJ Tank is the host.
Okay.
Awesome.
You also go in there, and if you purchase on the spot, you will get another bear. Okay, so you get one.
And where's this going to be?
At the Carmichael Road location. Opposite Lickety Split.
There you go.
12 to 5. So please come on out. Shout out to the Jimmy's team. And shout out to our additional sponsors for that event. We have Tito's Cocktails. We were making the Pink Titty with Sans Pink Rattler and
wait,
Tito's.
Wait. Give me the name again. First, what's it called?
Oh.
It's my show. It's my show. It's okay.
It's called a Pink Titty?
Pink.
And what is in that?
Sans Pink Rattler and uh-huh. Tito's Vodka.
Oh, wow.
So they'll be out there as well sampling and having games. And we also have some wine tastings out there. We have some bourbon. What else do we have? We have, also some Napoleon from Royal Choice Obiqua.
Nice.
So we have a lot of flavors out there for you to come out and mix and entertainment. We have photo booths. We have sound. We have DJ Tank. And we also have at the Comanco Road Store, we actually have the jet ski there for you to
nice.
Have a look at.
So I can take a picture of the jet
take
ski.
A picture.
Right.
So last time we did the Jimmy Jams, people were taking a picture. So they was fighting, this my jet ski. So, you know, it's there. It has Bluetooth. It has
stuff.
Speakers.
Put your hat on it. Touch it.
It has mirrors. It has compartmental boxes.
Nice.
It's modern.
And it's a really cool, you know, grand prize, considering that it's the ultimate level after you enjoy your sands.
Yes,
you know what
I
mean?
Your free sands.
So it's all because we're in it for the sands. The sands
yes.
is delicious.
Yes.
But then to get that, you know, additional chance to have such a cool prize is pretty good. Good stuff
it
there.
It is. And I invite everybody to follow our Instagram and Facebook pages at Sands Bear. Okay. For updates, to see if you've won, of course. And also, if you don't know where the Jimmy's locations are to redeem your free bear and golden ticket, we have one location at East Bay, Cable Beach, Wolf Road, Carmichael Road, AIP, and also at Life for Key, and those are in Nassau. In Freeport, we have Queens Highway. In Abaco, we are on the Essie Boodle Highway, and we are opposite Snappers on East Bay and Abaco. And in Eleuthera, we are opposite the North Eleuthera Airport, and also in Governor's Harbor.
You're all throughout the whole entire archipelago, man.
We're trying, you know.
No reason for you not to get a pink titty at some point.
Yes, we're the Truly Bahamian Company, so we are trying to let all of our consumers and our customers have easy access to our products.
Awesome.
There you go. Good stuff, man. And I know this promotion is still ongoing, so we'll talk to you again before it wraps up.
Yeah, so the final day to enter your golden ticket is September 21st.
Okay.
And on the 28th, we'll have a live drawing. More information on that to come.
But I would like to just let you know, you mm-hmm. happen to be scheduled here on Friday, August 30th.
Okay.
Right.
Saturday, August 31st, next to Christmas, is the next greatest birthday on the calendar, which is mine. So I just telling you right now, don't come swinging your hand empty-handed. I want me one six-pack a regular.
Don't worry, I got you. Listen to me. I had Wellington sign everything for me. Listen. Still forget him at the office.
Belly, you know how we do it, Belly. Belly, you know how we do it, my brother.
So, yes, I had everything lined up, but, you know, the day goes by.
Just leave
so
them
quickly.
On ice from now until then,
yes.
That'd be perfect.
August 31st. August 30th, I'll be here.
Right,
for the 31st.
And I'll crack them at midnight on
yes.
the 31st.
And guess
in.
What? You get to start with 12 caps. Or how much?
Stop it.
So
you get me 2 dash drinks to avoid my hangover the next
yes.
day. I love it. Good stuff, man. Always glad to see Sans
yes.
doing big things, you know. When I travel to, and a lot of people know here that I'm doing Conroe, you're from the Bahamas. I love Sands.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
You bring
as a matter of fact,
beer?
You know, when his cousins came in, he had some cousins came in from Spain. The only thing they drank while they were here for a week, every day, it was like Sands. We had to go get Sands every day. They
yes.
love Sands.
So the thing about Sands is we like to be a part of the moments. We love to help people create moments, whether you're a local or whether you want to live like a local, you know? We are that bear of choice, and we want everybody to enjoy, have great moments with us whilst they're here.
That's a wonderful way to put it. On behalf of beer drinkers worldwide, you all have some of the best specials on the best beer around, and we appreciate you for it.
Thank you. We love to be affordable.
There you go, man.
See you soon.
We'll see you soon. Yeah,
and of course, you know, get out there, get to your favorite Jimmy's location, or wherever Sam's beer is sold, and get you your tops going, all right? Remember, Six Tops get you a free beer, get you a golden ticket, get you registered for the weekly prize, and for the grand prize, that jet ski. So definitely be sure to check them out at Jimmy's Carmichael tomorrow, correct?
Yes, 12 to 5. I'll be there.
Doing big things. you tell her I need Naughty and MJ Sanchez, you'll be good to go.
Yeah.
She'll help you up. All right, there you go.
Thank you.
All right, quick break, flip side of the break. We get right back at you. We jump into the buzz. I'll brought to you, of course, by John Shoes, and MJ and I will go over the, you know, the hot buzzing topics of the week. The phone lines are open. You can chime in. We want to hear how you're feeling on certain things, all on the flip side of the break, as the Friday, July 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Seyen, epi chita, s'il vous plaît, yaprele pou radiografiou. Tale. Se sa ki fè yo rele Saltan. Ou pa gen problèm nan Fortaris Diagnostic Center, Image at Grosvenor's, nou pa jam fè plize randevou rezultat. Sa vle di, antre, soti. Si tes depi stajo moutwe ekran, radiolog nou ka kondi alternatif tes depi taj sa. Kounya la men. Ou bien, rele nou nan 328-81-57 pou fè randevou a Fort Grosvenor ou bien rele nou nan 328-81-57 fè randevou a Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image a Grosvenor ou bien visite lokasyon nou Kamakelod, Chaudière.
Looking to take your family to Disney World this summer, but the funds just aren't there? This might be your lucky day. Kimberly Clark is giving you the chance to win a round-trip, 4-day, 3-night vacation to Walt Disney World. Wondering how to participate? Just purchase any two products of the following. Huggies, Pull-Ups, Viva, Good Nights, Scott Kleenex, or Cottonelle. Then bring your proof of purchase at participating stores or the Dalvinas Agency in Palmdale, and you can have a chance to win. Contest begins July 1st and ends August 12th. See newspapers or Huggies Facebook page for more details.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. Peace. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Together when everybody out, yeah. Fried chicken we are pre bucket for the crowd. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Ooh. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spend. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Beautiful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school, so pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, cause
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over, and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest. season of all.
Advertisers. Call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the book, brought to you by John's Shoes.
We're back at you on the Friday, July 26th edition of Talking Heads. Boy Naughty, in your company, along with Mary Jane, right up until 6 p.m. And, of course, you know, it is the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. Everything for back to school going on right now at your favorite John's location. Flagship store over there on Rosetta, John's Plaza location as well. Everything for back to school they got going on for you, as well as a great back to school giveaway.
Yep, and this is like the perfect time of year. I don't know about you guys, but I usually don't wait until the last minute. That's why I love what John's does, which is that they have these great events so early. Like, it gives you time to plan and prepare, because everybody hates that end of August rush into September. So take advantage of what's happening right now at John's Shoes. My favorite location, of course, is in Palmdale, but the Carmichael location is a great location as well. So check them out at either of those and get these great deals all for back to school.
Tell them the real reason why you love John's.
I love arrivals John's.
Every Monday and Tuesday for
they
ladies.
Do.
Flats, slippers,
this
sandals,
time I am
pumps,
going
everything
the,
you want, girl.
For the kids, okay? I'm going for the back-to-school stuff. That's what I'm looking
and,
for.
And great selection this, on back-to-school as well. You know, you got your school shoes, you got your athletic, all right? You got your casual, got your formal, and all your book bags, all your lunch boxes.
The belts.
Everything, all the accessories.
Shoes, the thing that I love about it is that, you know, they're so strong and sturdy. One of our sons, our oldest son, used to go through shoes like, I don't even know what he was doing to get the bottom of the sole all beat out of the shoes. But once we started getting him those clogs, they would actually last the school year. So that's another reason why I love to shop at John's. They have great deals on the clogs as well.
All right, MJ. Let's look at some of the things we buzzing on.
The headlines.
The headlines from last week as well as, you know, from earlier in the week as well as today.
Yeah.
But a lot going on. People asking a lot of questions. Tail end of the beginning of the week, we spoke to Dr. Marvin Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good conversation with end of last week. Spoke to him.
Right.
You know, the marijuana bill trickled over into this week. People still having conversations on that. There's still some loopholes there and some things that are lacking. Some things that look really good, and some things
What's the loopholes? What's lacking? Because I've been following it, but I got to be real with you. I haven't been really following what's happening.
I think there's a good presentation for a portion of the medicinal.
Okay.
I think there's a good presentation for the sacramental, because I think that's been long overdue.
Right.
Especially with the Rastafarian community
and
we have in the country.
And can I say, it was great seeing so many members of the Rastafarian community in the House of Assembly as the legislation was being passed. That was such a great look. And, you know, I was so happy for them. Like, you could feel, you know, the joy that they had in that moment of just the recognition.
It's been a long time.
And I really loved that moment. I thought that was a great moment.
And I think the advocates for recreational usage should take a page out of the Rastafarian community and present your white papers even more diligently now that you know, that you have been excluded off of this bill. I'm glad to see that the pharmacists are involved to distribute properly, so we know the dispensaries run correctly and you don't get the wrong strains mixed up with medication and that might cause adverse reactions.
Yeah, you don't want those unintended consequences.
And you're getting exactly what is prescribed.
Right.
So I think that there's some good to it, but I think there's some things that are lacking. And I think that the recreational community, like I said, they need to go ahead and present some more white papers so they can be taken on the same, you know, plateau as the medicinal and the sacramental. Now, as far as the industry goes, there's still a lot to be addressed there, because I think, you know, we need to look at a viable hemp industry in the country, especially with the average age of farmers being 70. You get some young farmers in there, you produce the hemp plant, and there's so many things that you can, you know, derivatives of the hemp plant. One example that I'm always on about, cruise ship rope, $1 billion industry, $3 billion a year in the sales of cruise ship rope. Not battleship rope, whatever, just range vessels. $3 billion a year.
That's a huge industry.
We get somewhere like Andrews producing hemp that the ropes are made of. Who has one of the second largest cruise ship registries around the world?
It must be us.
You want to you want a discount on your registry? Buy some rope from
you
us.
Understand?
Make it make sense.
Oh, man,
make
that song Ganja Farmer just going over in my head. Because that's what you say, right?
There you go.
The next level.
Hey,
okay.
Put up the Morgan Asher for me for the break, Mr. Producer. Okay. Hey, Morgan Asher for the break. Thank you.
So that's something that's possible for us.
Right. And I think with more dialogue we can get to where we need
honestly,
to be.
Honestly, this particular administration is looking for a lot of different ideas and ways, so that's something I think is a possibility. We'll see how soon they move on it.
I'm always a big, you know, champion of if we're going to do it, let's do it right. Let's do it correctly. Let's get it done correctly where it benefits all behaviors. Mr. Producer, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Naughty by Nature. We don't hate you.
Hey, what's going on, GNM? You heard from you in a little while. You good? How's you in the farm, man?
Well, I was busy fighting this hospital thing. You know, like, it's almost a daily fight at that hospital for the stuff that's going on around there. But good afternoon to you, guys.
Good afternoon.
I'm glad to know you're still fighting strong, though.
Well, that's what us fellas, I guess, us fighters us do. We fight.
There you go.
They don't appreciate it, some people, you know. But this marijuana, dope, whatever you want to call it, ganja, Indian hemp thing. Bahamian people, now, I can say this, I put myself in it, got to be the slowest people in the world, especially our politicians. The hemp legislation don't have to set the pace for the hemp users, you know. The legislation got to catch up for the hemp users. Because they've been using hemp now from the 1800s, everybody. Been using that, especially since Bob Marley left these shores.
Right.
So I don't know what all the hullabaloo is, whether you pass it or not. These fellas, the Rastafarians, been smoking hemp and using it in their sacrament long time. Medicinal use of hemp is legal all around the world. All we have to do is put the other stuff in place. And those who don't want to follow the law, they can get the hemp and continue to smoke it anyway. The politicians just need to do what they gotta do.
Right. They running behind.
I don't understand what all this hullabaloo is all about. And let me say this one other thing. The reason why hemp was made illegal was in 1837 in the United States of America. Because prior to that, the Americans needed laborers. So after the abolition of slavery, they needed laborers to work their fields and stuff in Mexico, and they brought all of those laborers over. However, those laborers had a favorite pastime. They used to smoke their weed. Now, they went into the United States, did for the United States what they wanted, and then the United States turned around and tried to push them all back out.
Right.
They wouldn't leave. Because, you know, they like the United States of America.
Right.
But so what the United States did to get rid of half of them, what they made, the hemp that they smoke, illegal.
That they did. Actually, in 1937, the first national regulation was the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937. Cannabis was officially outlawed for any use, medical included, with the passage of the 1970 Controlled Substances Act, CSA. So, you know, yeah.
Thank you, GNN. So, you're telling us today, you're informing us.
Yeah, so all of this hullabaloo and this and that and running around the corner through the mulberry bush, that was the only reason hemp was made illegal to get their Mexican and Central people back out of the United States. Thanks for taking my
good stuff, GNN. Have a great weekend, man. Always good to hear from you.
Today I learned. Love
it. There you go. Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads. All right, call us back here. You know, I'm sorry you was on hold that long. Hit us back, man, and we'll get to you. So I want to see where it continues to go. I think the dialogue has now been created, and we have to continue having a dialogue for the different levels of the bill to make sure it gets done. We're on the way.
And I like that.
Because 10 years ago, people started talking about it. At least it took us 10 years, but at least we're here now. You got papers and bills on tables and stuff like that. That's better than where it was at. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Good afternoon, MJ. Good afternoon.
Hey, 52.
Yeah, listen. listen, you know that's the schoolmate there, GNN. Listen, man, I ain't never tell you the joke. You know GNN was a track star. You didn't know that, eh?
Yeah, somebody told me that, too. You know, 52.
Wow. He beat me in junior school. He was a year older than me, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, so we was running like the first time I ran the one, I ran like, must be 12 flat in grade 8, I think.
Wow.
But listen, man, with this marijuana bill, right? You know, people like Dr. Marvin in the public forum, right? It's much needed along with the public. And so the reason for discussions is to deduce and then to arrive at conclusions.
Absolutely.
And not illusions, right? And so, like, you know, you asked the question with the loopholes within the system. There's many loopholes, but, you know, the equal opportunity is a loophole. I mean, the lack of equal opportunity as far as behemoth entrepreneurship. I don't know what the paradigm is. I mean, like, but let's say the...
Right.
To initiate, right?
Right.
You look at the advantage that the rich will have over versus setting up a greenhouse with an ecosystem weather-wise.
Yeah, right.
A controlled weather system.
Yeah.
Liquid metronics, et cetera, et cetera. All of these, the hyponics then, the hydroponic side of it. Right? And so it's really, really... at a disadvantage.
You make a really, really good point, 52. And I know you must have thought about it. So what do you think are some things that the government could do when you're introducing like new industries, right? And you want it to be something that presents an opportunity for all Bahamians, but you realize that some people will have a financial advantage. What do you think that the government could do in a situation like this with a fresh industry?
Well, I would say subsidize all along incrementally on the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about the industrial side of it.
Right.
A lot of callers like Graham C. Allen might have talked about what happens now is they make hemp seeds and hemp milk, right?
Right.
You're also talking about the seed industry itself, in which the longer the government procrastinates, the more people patent seeds. So because of scientific advancement and technology, you have man actually patent seeds and strains that will be to their benefit. So you will end up, like we have to do now, buy the seeds and order the seeds. So if a 1997... High Times magazine telling me this, some seeds went from $5 to $20 a seed. Ridiculous. This guy would travel all around the world or whatever and order them, really. But he was a heroin addict, I think, and so he became a millionaire. So why can't anybody else do it? That's what he's saying.
Right.
But he also speaks about extracting the cannabis oil from the cannabis plant itself. You need the cannabis in order to do that. He explained that it's just not limited to the seeds. People, whether it be you co-op together and you create a certain amount of seedlings, and you sell them at a reduced rate to the supplier, et cetera. They could take them, then put them in hydroponics, or finish grow them biologically. But it should be an option that the government mandate that they do it both biologically and hydroponically, because it's really an advantage with the science of the auto-flowering seeds, in which it's an advantage. And so you need much education, even as far as consumption.
Yeah.
Because a lot of youths, you know, you consume these for the first time not knowing the psychotropic part of it, because you smoke for the first time. You smoke. I wouldn't recommend a person smoke a whole joint. Maybe four or five pulls.
Right.
Sit down, chill, let it kick in. Don't just puff, 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 and then you look, you're too high to do anything. You become into. But what I'm saying is, it is a drug that affects the mind. So especially initially for the green on, so to speak. You know what I'm saying, Naughty?
You're making a lot of sense.
I'm sitting there letting 52 expand because he's making total sense.
Yeah, but GNN made something, highlight something very important. But as far as the towards it, it was not only for the Mexicans, but it was for the blacks also. And the fact that those commercials during the 30s, you could go and look at it, you actually had doctors promoting the use of tobacco and cigarettes.
Mm,
and so then
you
see these commercials from the 30s and 40s, and like they eye open up big and like they see in a ghost. But actually, marijuana contracts the pupils, hence that's why it's used for glaucoma. And so, remember now, science and the monopolistic system is always designed to keep really natural, holistic medicine away from us, along with essential oils and every other thing, castor oil, cannabis oil, et cetera, et cetera. But knowledge is not to be given freely because they have spent money and time with it. So by them having dictatorship on the seeds, not only cannabis seeds, Aaron Green knows about scientific dictatorship. It might sound off the wall, but it's actually taking place in the way you're in the patenting seeds.
Oh, absolutely.
No, that.
I heard the first time I ever heard about the way that people patented seeds, I thought it was absolutely crazy. It was a story about this particular company that patented a seed, and then the seed, you know how the birds and the bees, they pollinate different areas. The seeds, they actually pollinated another person's farm, and that person ended up getting sued by the company that panned.
Yes, I don't know if it was the rice. I don't know if it was the rice industry.
You remember the case, right? And it was crazy.
It was something that it was under. It might have been under. I read something under the headline named Farmageddon.
And it was. I mean, this was a big. This was no small. This is like a big lawsuit. This was not a small lawsuit at all. And I was like, oh my God, they could patent. I didn't even up to that point. I didn't even know they could do it. It's crazy.
We had it so
right.
You won't hear about bioethics. You see what I'm saying? Because
right.
What happens is the whole idea is to re-engineer humanity, and you have to follow the money. And just like I say, Dr. Marvin Smith and everybody else is much needed into the input, consensus, not just me calling and saying. But what I'm saying is people in America have benefited from it, and people are still benefiting from it. The longer we take, then the less advantages we have.
You're right.
You see what I'm saying?
You're right.
And so people need to be, even people who get into the industry still need to be learning, because if I have a 1997 High Times magazine, and I have subscribed to Newsweek Marijuana, why is it that, and I don't know it all. So you think someone who just hop on the wagon know it all? That's why most people who are bookish, they don't really understand the global agenda.
Good stuff, right. 52.
Thanks
as
so
always,
much,
man. Good points as always, man. Have a good weekend. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, Mr. Dolan.
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
From here till daybreak and the Olympics over, like I told you before. By the way, the Olympics is on, everybody.
Yes.
And boy, isn't it a beautiful sight.
It is wonderful to see. Wonderful.
I mean, the world must be at peace now. I mean, Israel and them might not be fighting today, eh?
Oh,
we should be at peace at least today when the Olympics open. Everybody, all the athletes that work so hard to get there, we wish them all the best. Every country, every athlete, every king, queen, whoever. But you know, when you come back to this marijuana, ganja thing, I'm going, I mean, naughty, I tell you. Have any of y'all smoked it? What I'm so surprised about it, majority of the people who are talking about it, and whether you should not do it or do it, are people who never smoked it. People who never took it. People who never drank rum, talking about rum. People who never smoked cigarette, talking about cigarette. Don't you think the people who smoke it, who drink it, who snort it, should be the ones talking about it?
Oh, Lord. I mean, to a point.
As to what it did to them, we know that alcohol is called cirrhosis of the liver, dead from liver problem. We know that smoking tobacco is caused lung cancer, dead from lung cancer. They have never said yet if marijuana ever killed anybody from anything, other than the police put him in the back of the car and beat him after that.
All right. Sparky, on another note, I have a kid on Monday at the station.
Lawyers make laws.
Yeah, lawyers make laws.
Oh, Lord.
You got mine, Sparky. I don't know what's going on with your phone.
I get Sparky's point about he who feels it knows it, but in things like this, I mean, there is a lot of scientific research behind these, because these are chemical reactions that are happening in our bodies with these drugs. So it's not necessary that you have to smoke it to kind of understand, you know, possible effects of marijuana or even alcohol. So I get his point where he's coming from, but truthfully, you know, we can also rely on experts who study these, you know, these chemical reactions to tell us, you know, this is not good for your body, the way it interacts with your body, or that is not good, or this is good, or this isn't, you know, so it's not just limited to who smokes or who drinks. But I get your point, Sparky.
All right. And Sparky, I have a care package for you. I'm going to go ahead and make sure you get your prizes, because you did some good due diligence. I was off there, but you managed to get me the answer, and I had to confirm. You gave me two answers, and in those confirmations, you seem to be landed on one of the spots. So you have a care package. You could come to the station on Monday. It's in your name. You can pick it up. It's downstairs, so you ain't got to walk upstairs or nothing like that, and they can take good care of you. But I'll tell you now, if you get froggy with the receptionist, she'll kung fu chop you. She don't play. And we give her permission to chop you, so don't play around. All right?
Crazy.
That's all I can say. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, we got to look at a couple other things, too, there, MJ, that are honoring MOU with the unions. That kind of took off today. That's been making the rounds.
They're fighting.
And I get it. I mean, if we have an agreement,
understanding.
Let's
be clear. When it starts getting technical, you got to be clear on the language. They had an understanding, the unions and the Progressive Liberal Party, which at the time was the opposition,
correct,
not the government, okay? Mm-hmm. And now someone feeling hurt, they feel like it's not.
Some people in their feelings. I mean, the union seems to be in their feelings because they feel like they haven't been, you know, given their just rewards. Like they haven't gotten everything they were promised. I mean, you can't, listen, I look at it like this. You can't have an understanding that you're going to do X, Y, and Z, and you just do X and half Y. People will say, what happened to the rest of Y and what's going on with Z? Because you promised X, Y, and Z. You can't come back and say, well, I did some of it, but not all.
It just
is. This is not a civil like lawsuit where, you know, I gave you half the goods, but I still haven't delivered the other half. But you can't say I stole them. So, you know, because I delivered half, you got to give me a chance. No. You said you were going to do X, Y, and Z. That is why we signed this memorandum of understanding. It's the memorandum.
I mean, okay, so we have the Minister of Labor and the Public Service, Ms. Pierre Glover-Rold, insisting that the Davis administration is living up to the terms of the memorandum of understanding that it signed with union leaders. And then, of course, you know, it's being reported in The Guardian that she was kind of answering back to Trade Union Congress President Obie Ferguson, who's claiming that the government is actually failing to adhere to that particular memorandum of understanding. And he's not the only one. There have been others as well. Mr. Kyle Wilson from the BPL. I mean, that is a whole other thing happening. I guess we'll go to the BPL part of it next. But the thing about it is with the government stance on this, right, because Ms. Glover-Rold was saying that, quote, apart from a few items in the memorandum of understanding that may still be outstanding, I think we've done an excellent job of living up to our part, living up to our end of the bargain regarding the memorandum of understanding, considering that we still have time left during our administration's term and the fact that some items were possibly low-hanging fruit that we could have handled and ameliorated quickly, end quote. So, but the thing about it is, so she's saying the government is doing a good job, they're living up to their end of the bargain. The union is saying, nope, you're not, you're doing a terrible thing, we don't like it, you know, we had the little deal before, and now you guys are not living up to it.
This seems like a memorandum of misunderstanding right now, more than
it
understanding.
It really does, because to that point, before the elections, and a lot of people kind of criticize, you know, these particular unions that had this big press conference with the then opposition and signed this particular memorandum of understanding. But now there was no back and forth before, right? They were all on the same page. Everything was good. And you fast forward to today, you have the same union criticizing the current government, the same, you know, group that they signed it with. There's no way that the government could be doing a good job in this particular situation because they're not. You know when you did a good job and you got them to stand up in front of the cameras
and have that big and support
press conference? You did a great job then. That was well done. You were on the same page. There was no argument. There was no dissension.
You was on the free throw line there, but now you got to follow through and hit the shot.
Now, you cannot say, and you know, unless we get some details about what it is you think that you've done that's so great, and then the union tells us a little bit more about, you know, what it is that they think that you've done that's not so great, you just can't say that you've done a good job
and
because it's not kumbaya anymore.
And the opposition
you're
seems
falling
to,
out. To, you're fighting.
To be, you know, on the side of the unions, because chairman of the FNM, Dr. Dwayne Sanders,
well,
has appeared to group workers with
they,
the MOU.
They're getting their blows in because I'm sure they were none too happy back when they saw that big press conference. With
Let's
the
go to the phone lines
with the
real
union.
Quick. Talking heads.
Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
And good afternoon, MJ.
Good afternoon. I'm good. How are you?
Man, everything blessed up. Naughty, what white paper you want me to carry to the host assembly, ma'am? I repeat it.
But that's a good one. Hey, I like that. That's a funny one, you know.
Oy.
But do me a favor. You could take your Rizla. You could take your 3.5s. You could take your repeaters, whatever. You could write on them white papers if you want. But you got to get a white paper document to the administration of the day to let them know, you know, why recreational usage should be included.
Okay, I can carry my corn shuck set there. Joker's wild, you know. Give out the Burger King in the Kentucky. Now, who is the cabinet 20? Who's CM20? Who is the minister? Who that is? You say you're
going to... Hey, now, Muff.
Who that is?
Muff.
You say you're going
to... Muff. Yeah. Muff, I would like to let you know that if you want to find out who it is, be sure to check out the next coldest video, which drops tomorrow, all right? All across social media, and they'll be starring in the next coldest. You think I was going to let the coldest slip away and not get a hold of that and put that in there?
All right, well, I can find out now.
I can WhatsApp it to you, and sharing is caring.
Oh, he gonna get you. You list like them YouTubers. Subscribe to my channel to hear more.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, Naughty.
Yeah.
Kelvin Kalma is your sponsor, right? Chef Kelvin Kalma, Tropical Jarro, right?
Yes, sir.
Sponsor, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, but Prince Charles ain't too ready, man. You and Pearly, y'all have a loyalty customer card?
Ma'am, I got the original loyalty customer card, right? I got the first one.
I got one too. They give me one too, right? But I go on there, they tell me they don't honor that because that's a franchise.
No, ma'am.
I only go into R&D and bomb there.
Okay, then listen. Don't watch that, man. You gotta be happy for Chef that you got a Bahamian expanding and getting franchisees to come along, all right?
Yeah,
he got a great product, but listen, Muff, this the naughty one. Let me do what I do, man. Let me make one phone call. Cause Chef is a hard Miami like you gonna come to basketball and thing, man, and football and
Tell him this too. The rap. The shrimp wrap and the lobster wrap, they don't put the foil down to the bottom. So when you reach home, the jarro all over the place.
All right.
You know, like a palm deal and...
They don't roll it to your specifications. So you need a roller up there. All right, good. Yeah. No worries, Muff. I can make sure you get straight, man. All right. So, with that being said, Muff, just check me. I know how to roll a gyro. You know I know how to roll, so don't worry about it. I will go down there to Prince Charles on Monday, and I will roll you one properly and make sure they know how to put the foil down to the bottom just for you. I believe you're a messy eater, and you want to blame somebody for your messiness. Or I believe you reach over to get your bear, and you drop your gyro. Now you're upset. What I tell you about eating and driving? Anyhow, I got to have Morgan Asher take us to the break. Flip side of the break. You got Cuban Willie's immigration report coming up. All brought to you, of course, by the Yarding Game. It's Friday, so he's got the double whammy slammy for you. 3-ball and 4-ball coming up. Keep it right where you got it.
Spitting fire, and I'm a little youth man with a hot temper. Me dig up me stinking rocket launcher, and in all the air this was the helicopter me a chant. Some ganja plant.
Walk it together, come make we walk it together. Hey, walk it together, walk it together. We a bucket together when everybody out. Fried chicken we a pre bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC Summer Bucket Deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
We go everywhere. Shop early at Janae's Chesapeake Road annual back to school sale going on now. Get up to 20% off on all school items in stock. Yes, all school items in stock. Shirts, jumpers, skirts, boys long and short pants, school neckties, BE shorts, and a variety of colors and school monograms. Shop early and don't miss out at Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road's annual back to school sale going on now. Remember, we go everywhere. Beat the rush and save, save, save at Janae's annual sale now.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place. Is your place.
That's astonishing.
Where is the remote? Who turned the TV off?
Sorry, hun. It's a power outage.
Power up your home with a renewable energy system. CIBC Caribbean offers up to 100% financing on residential photovoltaic systems to keep you powered up during outages. Ask your relationship manager or sales specialist about our renewable energy loans. You may also visit CIBCFCIB.com/renewable energy loans for more information. Conditions apply.
All I do is win.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Smells like a winner, man. Wepa, buenos días. Soy yo, Cuban Willie. It is Friday. It's the weekend. Fin de semana, fiesta time. And I got the double whammy slammy for you in my numerology report. brought to you by the Island Game, the three ball and the four ball. The three ball, 057-057-057. And the four ball, cuatro pelotas, 5-5-2-4, el 5-5-2-4, el 55-24. That's your three ball and your four ball, the lucky numbers for the double whammy slammy for the weekend. Play it and win with the Island Game. Hey, winning, my friend.
We're
going to
give you
a Francis
Benton Island Game.
Keep
you winning, Percy Benton Island.
Island Game.
Dream big, we will help you live it.
Percy Benton Island.
Island Game, we got you.
Percy Benton Island.
From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm a ganja planter. Call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth, me put the ganja. Babylon, come and light it at our fire, me a chant. Yes, I'm a ganja planter. Call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth, me put the ganja. Babylon, come. Big stinking earth today. With them calling, them call it weed eater. Them never did they when me was out in water, or when me did them blind fertilizer. Yet out of the sky them spitting fire, and I'm a little youth man with a hot temper. Me dig up me stinking rocket launcher, and in all the air this buzz the helicopter me a chant. Some ganja planter, call me the ganja farmer.
We're back at you on the Friday, July 26th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with Mary Jane in your company right up until 6 p.m. into the 5 o'clock hour. We will be talking sports shortly. Pearly will be zooming in. And we just got one more thing we need to talk about, just, you know, dragging over.
You were talking about the union and the government.
The union and the government. Day. Yeah. And then we got one more.
And I got to say, like,
but see,
I don't want to laugh, right?
Let me, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
One thing are we going to segue into the other story? Because if we segue, I got to segue.
You even have Miss Belinda Wilson from Bahamas Union Teachers. Mm-hmm. Say, you know, I mean, she's like rubbing salt in the wound. It's a lot, you know?
And let me tell you why I like...
Belinda Wilson. She speaks
not only is
plainly.
She family to one of my mentors and one of my best friends who passed on, Mr. Brian Arner. Belinda don't play. She's remind me of my late Auntie Kay. She don't play. She will tell anybody who needs to be told behind.
Oh, man.
Whether you're FNM, PLP, DNA, AB, so she one-sided. No, I think she's an equal opportunity union president who slap up whoever need to get slap up and protect her union.
Well,
so I'm not buying
that
up.
She spoke up. You remember when they had the press conference back in the day? She was one of the persons that spoke up at the time.
Correct.
You know, I know that one of her mantras is that, you know, working with the government in this way, it doesn't
make
sense.
Wednesday of next week for Belinda Wilson.
If you can get it, that'll be.
I'm working on it this weekend. That'll be a great conversation.
So we could see, you know, what's really happening. But yeah, this whole thing, because you even have the BPL, Mr. Kyle Wilson. Are they related? I don't think so, right?
A lot of Wilsons, but I don't know. You got to check.
That might be like a union type family. You know what I mean? Like good union leaders come from the Wilson clan.
When it comes to Wilson, Roar, and Smith, they could be related.
But you have, did you see the picture? This is in the Tribune. Did you see his picture? This, oh my God.
Yeah.
Sad. I mean, he looks distraught. Like, I feel bad. Even just looking at the picture before I even get into the story.
Kyle's a nice dude. And
He seems to be a really affable guy.
But obviously he's concerned for his union and his members.
And there's a lot happening because we've been hearing things about BPL for so many weeks now, but we're not getting the answers to the questions. And I think that's one of the things. So you have reporting coming out of Tribune talking about how Mr. Wilson argued yesterday that the Davis administration's handling of BPL, you know, goes against so many different things, you know. The agreement that they're entering into with Pi Corporation is a 25-year agreement. Also, we have Mr. Wilson saying on the record that, you know, when they signed that MOU back in the day, before the last general, back in 2021, he said that he was excited because he, you know, he thought what they were doing for labor, you know, would be exciting. But now it's a different story.
They ran a pike right through them.
Listen to this. He talks about how he visited the Minister of Energy, Ms. Jobeth Kobe Davis, a few weeks ago with questions. You know, they have a lot of questions about, you know, the BPL deal and how that's going to affect staff. According to this story, he says that she refused to give him the details.
Now, let me just put this on record. That I was about to say, that is why I tip my hat to Ms. Glover Rowe, because she's done a great job in her constituency, but also she stands up and she answers the press. She's not scared of the press. She's not alien to the press. She will talk to the press.
I have heard that she's doing a really good
job. She's done an excellent job.
I've heard that from, you know, quite a few people, so props to her for that.
So, you know, and I appreciate the fact that she did speak and say, well, hey, this is where
according
we're coming
to
from.
Them, according to them.
According to them.
I don't agree with that.
Because how many members of this, our colleagues in this administration, is mums the word on other things?
It's quiet. Because even around the Minister of Education, I saw something going around about how she tried to duck the press. I mean, it's like just stories and jokes, right? But let me finish on this, because honestly, this is reading like a soap opera or a novella. So Mr. Wilson says that, you know, he met with her. He visited her. After waiting for an hour, he encountered her, but she refused to give him the requested details. She said no, emphatically no. According to Mr. Wilson, he said, quote, I felt insulted. I felt hurt. I felt broken. But I kept a smile on my face. I was angry. I feel that was not the way the minister should have spoken to me as a union president. The fact that you have, and you can see it on his face, the fact that you have a grown man who is quite used to, you know, I'm sure, like, hard-nosed negotiations, because you don't get to being BPL union president by being a pushover. Like, you don't get there being a pushover. So I'm sure he's not. And he even talked about how he could, you know, go, like, real wild on them and show them the power of the union. Others would be hurt, specifically the Bahamian people. And please, please do not, don't do that to us. Don't hurt us to get to the government because you're mad and you're rowing now.
No.
Because the Bahamian people, we're watching this and we feel your pain and we understand and we're going to do our best to try to put some pressure.
And you could always reach out to me or to MJ or to Pearly on this platform to get your message out. But please, not for my sake, not for your sake,
not
but for Jesus' sake.
Jesus,
don't cut
Lord,
no
please.
Power.
Not,
no road shedding. No nothing.
Not
please.
In this hot summer. I beseech you, like they used to say back in the day. I beseech you, please do not act just yet. Please give them an opportunity to fix this big mess that they've created, because this summer is too hot and it's too humid for y'all to really,
but
like
if you
say,
want,
show
if you
your
want
power.
Galvanize your members and make a peaceful protest or something, we could do that, you know. Just don't cut off no power.
Please. Don't walk off the job.
Please.
Yet. Please try to work something out.
As a matter of fact, Kyle, you can sit in with me as co-host next week for every show if you want. But don't cut off no power.
And on top of that, Mr. Obi Ferguson, who's the president of the Trade Union Congress, said he's also frustrated by the government's level of adherence to the MOU. This is a point of contention a couple of weeks ago in the House of Assembly. You know, I don't know if you remember the back and forth that happened between Shannon Dawn Cartwright and the member from Yamacraw. What's his name again? Lightburn.
Oh.
It was a little back and forth about whether or not the union actually, you know, felt that the agreement. And now we're getting a clear answer that is how the union feels. They feel as though what that memorandum of understanding
was
that was
not,
signed
not there.
Is not being acted upon correctly, and they are getting the bad end of the stick. But hopefully this is resolved soon. Hopefully the minister makes herself available. She didn't answer the opposition in the House.
Right. No, and
she ain't answering.
Sound like she talked to,
according to him, Mr. Wilson, in a very insulting way. That's him. He said he felt insulted.
We have Pearly in yet, Mr. Producer? What's going on, Pearly?
I'm right there. And just going.
Normally, you come in and me
hey,
you making noise
Pearly.
And everything, but now MJ, the other day you have manners.
Like you,
yeah.
You,
I have to be manners to my sister.
You good, Pearly?
I good.
What you doing with the fryer today? The air fryer. You gotta send me.
I'm not air frying anything. Nothing. Really, you know what? I just eating sausage and bread. That's so people can.
I love slam bomb. I love it.
Hey,
I don't know why, but
I'm actually watching the opening of the Olympic ceremonies. Very different.
Right.
they're not marching in.
They came up
the lake on Riverside.
Right.
Just on boats. All the countries on different boats.
How does that look to you? You think that's a good?
Kind of cool. I think you got any iced tea word.
Yeah.
And then when I really looked at it, it turned out to be really kind of cool.
You can leave it to the French now. They'll always come up with something inventive, something creative.
They did some cutaway, like little because they took you on a view of all the historic sites.
Right.
And they took one little scene there that was a little adult, too adulty.
Well, it's a time.
Too liberal.
Well, you know, that's the French are a very liberal society. Yeah. I mean, we know that for a fact.
I chalked it up to that.
And it's later, right? They're 6 hours. What are they? Five hours ahead?
6 hours.
So it's a little later there. So what's good for them in the night is definitely not good for us on this side of the world in the day.
Oh, no. Not at all.
But pretty much it's good. I'm excited. Olympics starting. But what do you think?
They're about to light the Olympic flame, you know.
Right.
Now to the last few athletes, Serena Williams, Carl Lewis,
love
Nadal, Nadia Comaneci.
Calling some names, boy.
Nadia Comaneci, where you going?
Rafa. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Pearly. So
what was done to the BPL union president?
Right.
Never would have done that to Paul Maynard. Never.
Oh wow. Did you see the picture?
I'm not taking away from this union president.
Right.
I just know how Paul Maynard operated. That never would have happened to him.
I mean, it's a lot. For him to say he felt insulted, he felt hurt, felt broken.
Disclaimer,
I mean, that's a strong word.
Disclaimer for the purpose of the show and for transparency, Paul Maynard has some strong and deep Chippingham roots.
Yeah.
But we've known these other others for all our lives.
Gotcha.
But, on note, I feel for the president, you take people's word, you know, you put your faith in them.
Right.
And then in the words, you get this.
You get this big time. I mean, for him to say he feels hurt, you know what it is for someone to say they feel hurt and feel broken?
What galls me is that the fact that they cannot get a response from the minister. The audacity of said minister to just think that they are holier than thou, that they don't have to respond to a union president. They don't have to talk to the press. They don't have to answer the leader of opposition. I mean, am I living in a different world or a different part of the matrix? But last time I checked, every MP works for someone. It's called the citizens of the Bahamas, the taxpayers. So we do want answers.
Clear than thou situation, like, oh, I just ain't going to answer y'all. Oh, man, I don't want to say nothing. I'm trying to keep this.
Have you not seen previous interviews with that minister?
I'm saying sometimes it's hubris.
Look down your nose at people.
But sometimes it's heightened. What do you think, Pearly? You think it's hubris or heightened?
I agree with Naughty to some degree, but I think it's, I think at the end of the day, the dealing with the deal is.
Right. So there's a little hiding going on. You don't want to answer.
You know, and we're going to find out who's involved, and you'll be surprised who's really involved in it and be like, wow. But they make noise when there's other guys in power and there's the other fellow of a lighter hue, more business.
I gotcha.
But you're doing the same thing. You're guilty of the same thing. If that's what's happening.
I gotcha. Well, we have to wait for.
We gotta wait.
In the meantime, we gotta pray. You know, they don't walk off the job or show us the power of the union.
Well,
you know?
Please, man, don't turn off the lights, man.
I swear, please don't do it. We can't. Don't hurt us. I'm sorry they hurt you, but don't hurt us.
We support you. We 100% behind
yep,
you.
Yep, we try it.
But you know, please, it's hot.
It's dead hot.
Yeah, don't trouble that. It's too hot. It's there. We don't need any extras.
Exactly.
Now, if you need us to get your message out, then we'll do that for you. But please, don't cut off no power.
You would like, what was your point guard for the Spurs name?
Tony Parker.
Yeah, he just did a leg of the torch.
I'm going to watch
Tony Parker was such a disgusting individual.
Him. Oh, my God.
Horrible man.
Horrible spur.
Horrible, you know, great point guard, but just horrible human being.
I love
Brent Barry what a horrible human being Tony Parker is.
He looked like he laboring hard to get his big brace on his right knee. And he looked like he limping.
Oh,
Tony Parker looked like he limping?
Yeah, he dragging that right foot.
With every fiber of my Shaq Kobe Laker being. You heard what error I called, right? You heard what error I called, right? That's good for his spur behind. That's good. That's good for him.
But he in front of Carl Lewis, though, so.
Yeah, it better be in front of Carl Lewis. But wait a minute, I don't mean Carl Lewis behind him. I don't know.
This could be a good game, so.
Well, I could go plenty ways with that, you know.
With Tony Parker, and then we have Wemby there. I can't wait for the games with Wemby. So, yeah, I think I'm going to enjoy these games a lot. And, of course, watching the Bohemian team.
Don't build up no hopes for Wemby in this Olympic.
I'm just happy to see him perform in his hometown. That's it.
Pearly, do you know that I feel since the Bahamas did not make it to the Olympics in basketball, that gives me free reign to pull for whoever I want, right?
Oh, this guy is a paraplegic runner. I'm not paraplegic. Been only one limb.
Okay.
Gotcha. A Paralympian.
That wasn't Tony Parker. He looked like Tony Parker for real, though.
Oh, but I take all of that back what I said about that individual, and I put it on Tony Parker.
When I say dragging his leg, I thought it was Tony Parker. Tony Parker is carrying the torch.
Ah, okay.
Was.
They should have had the Paralympian carry the torch. He's a better human being than Tony Parker.
No, he did as well. Everybody got a little, they go one little 50 feet, look like.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, back to the point I was making, since the Bahamas didn't qualify for basketball, I could pull for any country I want, right, Pearly?
Yeah.
Well, right now, I'm going to say that my money is on South Sudan. They're going to be a dark horse team, and they're going to surprise a lot of people.
Pearly, close. One thing you have to do is you have to sometimes, when you do these things, think with your head, not with your heart.
I'm thinking with my head, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, Pearly.
Has hate in it, and if I almost willing to say if LeBron wasn't on that team, you'd have been pulling for the U.S.
Probably.
See,
but listen,
it is true.
Any chance I get to see LeBron? Now, come on, Pearly.
I'm not pulling for the U.S.
Pearly,
I'm not pulling for the U.S. But
Pearly,
gonna win the bullet.
Do you know what? No, them six losses in the finals. Come on, man.
To your happiness.
I wouldn't like that, though.
Come on, man.
You have other players on it.
You but objectively, hold on.
You got staff and other players. You want to see them go down
I'll tell you three teams right now that could carry America to the wall. I'm not saying beat them, but could upset them or could take them to the wall. Australia, Canada, and some would say Germany. Some would say Serbia.
All of them fighting for silver and bronze. Come on now.
All of them fighting for silver.
Come on, let's be real.
And South Sudan is a dark horse.
All of them fighting for silver and bronze. This is a foregone. Exactly. So.
Well,
not enough.
Not in.
They may have a good five, but that's it.
Yeah, and that is the problem with a lot of these other countries.
But I'll go on record and say, I'm going to tell you now, if America pulls off the gold and wins it all, the person who probably should get player of the tournament won't get it, and they'll give it to LeBron as they always do. But I'll tell you in advance, my pick for MVP and the best player on that U.S. team throughout the Olympics, when it's all said and done, will be Anthony Edwards.
But you gotta perform to that level, though. Incredible.
He's done it every night, Pearly. He's done it every night.
No. Be honest now. Let's be honest now.
Yeah, he on and off, eh?
I think I don't like my boy carried the team these last two games.
The last two games? What about the opening games when Ant was outrageous and unconscious?
Naughty. No. See, you can't. You ain't being fair. You're not being
fair. Go ahead, Pearly.
You can't let your dislike cloud your total judgment. Use a sportsman. Then take all the hate from him and look at the game itself.
You know,
Pearly, you do me a favor, though. You come with this poetic all the time, the hate in your heart, blah, blah, blah. But I end up being right, correct? So anyway, carry on.
You think, LeBron, you think the U.S. team isn't going to get the gold? That's a foregone conclusion. But you know what you guys made me think about what would be more interesting is if they did it kind of like, I think it's the Davis Cup. I think tennis does it. No, golf does it. Whereas like the U.S. versus like the rest of the world. Isn't that a thing? I wonder if
they, some people have done
right.
That.
I wonder if you put a team. I would like to see like a team of the rest of the world and see if that team could beat the U.S. Because that's the only way. That's the only way there's a real chance for the others. Because there's no way anyone beats this U.S. team.
National all-star team.
Yes. That's what I want. Team, I think that would be interesting to see.
They would probably beat them. Because
could they take them?
They would have a number of the best players.
Yes. You get Wemby, yes. You get Giannis, right?
Giannis, Wemby.
That, you know. Now, that is something I want. I want the NBA. I got to write a letter to the NBA. I want to see that.
You're going to see that because the Americans ain't going to take that long.
That'll tell us enough. Like, we know, you know?
Yeah, I'm looking at these box scores, man. And I'm looking down and I'm looking at Anthony Edwards against Canada, led the team in scoring, 19 minutes off the bench. Let me pull up some other games they had.
Who's the top scorer right now?
The top scorer on the team is Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
Naughty, you know and I know the box score don't tell you the story of the game.
The full story.
It doesn't tell you the full story.
LeBron made a layup to win the game against South Sudan. 101-100.
Like I say, the box scores does not tell you the full story. Because if you watch the game, you would see in the last 3 minutes of the game, homeboy took over.
And I'm just very surprised that the rest of the team.
And basically, they took that team on his back. Credibly, I hate I'm saying
that's
it.
That's crazy.
I hate I'm saying
you know how crazy that is?
Yeah, well, you got to do it for six more games to do that to win the gold. You got to do that. Yeah. You can't just do it once. You got to continue it. So let me see it done.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, he doesn't have to because that team is so loaded. They're starting their second unit
right.
to start from most of the other teams in the Olympics.
Yeah, exactly.
So the problem is when Serbia goes and puts its stars on the bench to rest, or their second unit, it can't keep up with the American second
right.
unit.
Well, so what happened in
Anthony
that?
Edwards, you may see an Anthony Edwards score far more points because he's playing against the other team's second unit, and that's where they build up a lot of their lead.
Right. I gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a foregone conclusion that the Americans are going to win in basketball. They got that.
I don't know if it's a foregone conclusion. They have a very good chance.
Oh, I think not since the college days. In none of these dream teams have they lost, right? Never. No.
There was a redeemed team.
No.
Because some pros lost.
Was it the pros or was it college players?
Remember now, college players lost in the early 90s.
Yes, then it was the pros.
Then it was the dream team in 92. Then they had some pros that toted some blurs in the Goodwill Games and not the Olympics.
Okay, not
then
Olympics.
The redeemed team.
Right.
With Kobe in his streak of 36-0 playing for the USA national men's team. Help them do what they needed to do.
I think he just is rhyming, talking about redeem team, because ever since it's been the pros, I don't think anyone else really has a chance against that American team. I'll be real. No one else does.
I'm telling you that because of David Stern's globalization of basketball, they have a way better chance in 2024 than they did in 92.
Sure, but I think...
The pros lost in 04.
They did? Who was the big name on that team?
They got bronze.
Won that year, but Paul Gasol.
Bronze?
Yeah, they got bronze. It's correct.
So who was the big name in 2004 on that team?
The same person Roddy don't like.
LeBron. Oh, LeBron calls? LeBron was on the team that got the bronze?
That's what I call him, LeBron's.
Oh, wow.
That's why I don't use that. I like more like LeBron and LeBum and LeBum. I can't say that right.
You're wondering why he making sure they don't. You ain't going to put two on him now. I mean, he ain't getting two losses on his name. Ain't no way.
Well, in true LeBron fashion, he loves to lose on the highest stage more than once. Look at the six losses in the NBA Finals. Why not two losses in the Olympics?
It happens, but he does not like it.
Wow, the key to this is, at their level, they will walk through this. But if they like take people for granted and just don't play, they could get surprised.
What's Kerr doing as coach? Is he doing a good job?
We can see.
Is he doing a good job? You don't have to do a job coaching that team.
No, but I'm asking.
Just pick five and have another 5-7.
You have a situation where you had LeBron had to make a game-winning shot, right? So I'm trying to figure out if it was like bad matchups, bad combinations.
Those were tune-up games, so he might have left people in certain situations in the tune-up game that doesn't count.
So
that he would have pulled a long time ago.
I love Kerr now. I mean, he's
former Spur.
But he's also saying that they have to step up their intensity. They're not playing with that intensity.
They got a lot of older players.
I'm just guessing that they were just taking the friendlies or the preseason games, whatever you want to call them, exhibition games, likely, and they can pour it on in the Olympics.
Right.
Now, the women most likely will win number 9 in a row or something like that.
No most competition.
I can't see anybody beating them. Other than the only team that can beat them is the WNBA team.
And the rookie of the year is on the team, right?
No, she's not.
No.
Oh, Angel Reese not on the U.S. team?
I thought Angel was.
I don't think so. I don't think she's playing.
Oh.
I thought they added her to the team when somebody got injured.
Too. I'm waiting. I'm double-checking on that now. I'm trying to get the information on that.
Okay. All right.
I know she's in Paris because she went to the Louis Vuitton thing.
Oh, yeah. She's a fashion girl. I love it. I love her style. She has so much swag. I like the whole vibe that this particular class is bringing to the WNBA. You know, I know some of the, the veteran players are like, a little frustrated with all of the attention. But the rookies are holding their own, you know, helping the veterans out for sure.
You know, she sends me a picture every day.
He's so crazy. You follow her on Instagram, right?
That's my story. I'm sticking to
it. Sure.
All right. Right now, we have on the team Nafis Collier, Kalia Cooper, Brittany Griner, Sabrina Ionescu, the Mamba Disciple, Kobe's girl right there, Jewel Lloyd, Kelsey Plum, Brianna Stewart, Diana Taurasi, Alyssa Thomas, Asia Wilson, Jackie Young, and I think that you have to look now to see if Brittany's out, then I think that would make way for Angel or somebody to replace her.
I forgot who they would have replaced her with, but I got to see because that has been talking. She's not on the team.
But I thought there was an announcement saying that Angel Reese was going to replace Garner.
I thought so too. That's why I'm waiting to see because I haven't seen anything. I know she's in Paris, but I haven't seen anything.
Well, if she's in Paris, either she's spectating or. Angel Reese fumes after suffering travel nightmare heading to Paris Olympics.
She may be just, you know, because you have a lot of celebrities in Paris, so she may be with the celeb crew.
Yeah, she may be with the celeb crew, but I'm thinking I need to find out.
And you have to remember a lot of the athletes who may not necessarily make the teams also have like endorsements, and so they're gonna get out there, be out there for their people, like you say, post them pictures for Earl.
If she was wearing a Louis Vuitton outfit,
yeah,
she's probably Louis probably's one
outfit. You understand? So she's not gonna miss this, and you know, miss sending you those pictures, Pearly.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, it is official now. While Reese or Caitlin Clark are not members of the U.S. Olympic team, and while Reese is not a member of Team USA for the Games, you can be sure her presence will be felt, especially with the fits we know are coming to set social media on fire, like the Olympic torch. She's there, and she's going to be fashion glorious.
She's a fashion girly.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she is.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
Yeah, baby. $212 million now contract. So we want nothing less than a Super Bowl championship ring this year. Nothing left.
I was getting to that. Yeah, Tua signed a $212 million and $167 million guaranteed.
$212 million.
Whoa. Yeah. So we want nothing left. Understand this? I don't agree with you. I tell you why. You could not pay him that money. Considering if you look at his numbers against Lawrence numbers, you look at his numbers against Goff numbers, you couldn't pay him less than you pay in those two.
I agree. No, you deserve it.
I wouldn't say less than a Super Bowl because I don't think they're Super Bowl ready yet. But I'd like to see at least a playoff win.
Yeah, at least the AFC Championship.
For $212 million, you better see more than that. I tell you that much.
They will have a good. I don't know if they're ready for Kansas City yet. I don't know if they're ready for Baltimore yet. To be very honest.
No. Yeah.
I
can be honest with you. I think the Dolphins gonna surprise a lot of people, but just not the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. Well, I gotta see the first 5 games first. And then I'll know if they could deal with Buffalo, Kansas City, and Baltimore.
But y'all making all this noise over Tua. Who y'all got better than Tua to replace Tua?
That's the argument. You know, that's what I say. People say, "Oh, Garrett, and then who you gonna put there?" So you had it right now. What Tua could do, no other quarterback Dolphins got on their roster can do. Mike White cannot do it. And there's nobody else out there available who could do it.
See,
unless you pull off a quarterback for quarterback trade with a particular team, say Dallas or something.
No, like that. Or you could have been smart like my Cowboys and get a quarterback of the same skill set for a fourth round pick who had a first round pedigree. And you nurture him along. So in Dak, if he leaves in the offseason to go to the Raiders and break the bank with a $65 or $66 million contract, we got Trey Lance on the cheap for $25 to $30 million a year, and we get the job done. That's what you do.
Why would you use make it sound so good?
Because I'm a cowboy. I'm used to being good.
Optimism.
Hold on, Muff. See, that's where you Dolphins got to do more. You got to do more research. One of the best mobile quarterbacks coming out of North Dakota State University was Trey Lance. Trey Lance injured his ankle because he was a running quarterback. He's a dual threat guy. He's Colin Kaepernick with skills. That's why I have no problem with Dallas trading a fourth round pick for him, because it's an escape clause. If we lose Dak, we got a little cheaper version than Dak that if we spend money elsewhere, that we'll have, because we don't have Dak, we can improve the team.
Really sound like Murray in the pocket. He sound like Murray.
The Kyler Murray-ish, yeah.
Yeah, the Murray or by Baltimore.
No. I ain't know about the Lamar. I ain't know about Lamar yet. I ain't in the Lamar League yet. I ain't know about that.
Reptilian, naughty. I go on now on this one. That was because you know I ain't know how to roll, Jake.
No, you drop your beer. That's the problem. You drop your beer. Yeah. Muff just be listening, boy. Muff don't miss a beat.
Some more optimism for the NFL season.
Muff had a good go yesterday in the 4 o'clock hour. A good go.
In the 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, yeah. He had a good go.
All right, Pearly. Well, listen. We got to talk a little bit. I mean, football, when you look across the board, there's a lot of stories coming out, man. And you've had some injuries already. People going down early in the season.
Like I told the listeners yesterday, starting next week, we probably get a lot more into football because training camp will be in full swing. We'll be getting more stories out of this training camp, so a little more content and stuff we can talk about. So I tell them, stand by, come in.
But right now,
then I gave them a little taste of Green Bay. You know, Colin talking a little bit about Green Bay and Love, because you know they're really trying to make Love look like he's the best quarterback in football.
Well, that's what his agent's doing right now to make sure you know that they get paid.
Yeah,
that's what the agent's supposed to do.
Yeah, they're good. They're almost as good as you.
You know, you got to spin it right so you get paid.
One day you almost had me be wanting to become a cowboy. You were spending it so good.
That wouldn't happen though.
Say ain't so.
That wouldn't happen. We don't accept you all Dolphins. You know that.
I ain't got nowhere to go. One thing with me. If I say I with you. I loyal.
But stay right there until that cut skin would come in.
I can tote it, but when it give, you know, you can hear my mouth. I ain't even think you need this phone. I can be able to be on the show from here just by regular loudness.
Well, you know, you had some big news out of the NFL this week. I mean, Michael Gallup, former Cowboy, signed with the Raiders. He retired, surprisingly.
That blew me away.
Yep. You got a big issues going on in Pittsburgh. Najee Harris continuing his boycott of the media.
Why?
Got issues with the media.
They haven't been nice to him. I don't blame him.
They've always handled me wrong in my career. You've misquoted me. You've painted certain pictures.
The national media or Pittsburgh media?
Well, Pittsburgh media.
Gotcha.
Well, national to an extent, well. but it's but all media. Country. But I think his grief is more with Pittsburgh media than anything else.
All right.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it pans out. Because, you know, inevitably where there's smoke, there's fire. So that could get worse before it gets better. With Pittsburgh and Najee Harris.
Yeah. And there have been beliefs that this can be their first non-winning year.
Mm.
Wow.
This could be their first non-winning year.
Mm.
Well, they got a few, switching it over to baseball now, because their trade deadline is right upon us, Pearly.
It's Tuesday.
And, you know, a couple of good articles out there, potential 20 deadline busts to avoid. And they got a couple of players on there that you and I have talked about. We thought would be good fits elsewhere. They got them on the bus category. One of them is left-handed pitcher Tanner Scott of the Miami Marlins.
Oh, I haven't 100% been sold on him, so I can understand that.
Zach Eflin, right-hand pitcher from the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
I don't know why they got him on this list. He's pretty decent, all things considered.
His name hasn't been floating around like that. I haven't started seeing anybody talk about him.
But listen, I mean, if I get a pitcher in New York that has a 2.25 ERA, 0.594 on-base percentage in 11 starts, and on the road, he's you know, a little different, 4.52 ERA, but that's still not bad.
Going for a playoff run, no, that won't be good enough.
No, that won't be good enough.
But you know, Seattle pulled the trigger today with Tampa Bay and got
Randy Arozarena, yeah.
Arozarena, yeah. I thought the Dodgers was really pushing to get him, so, but...
And I'm glad they didn't. That's good.
I mean, they got everybody.
Good. I'm glad you didn't. Scratty in Seattle.
Everybody.
Left-handed pitcher Tyler Anderson of the Los Angeles Angels. He's on that list.
Well, he was a Dodger, you know. He left us, and he hasn't pitched the same since he left us.
This one kind of surprises. Maybe it's the age factor here. Nathan Eovaldi from Texas.
Yeah, he's lost a step. He's not. He's probably batting 190-something or 205.
No, he's a pitcher.
Oh, I think about someone else, and I'm thinking about someone else.
Yeah, but he's 34, too, though. I think Father Time catching up with him. This is kind of surprising. I don't know why he's on this list. Jack Flaherty of the Detroit Tigers. He's only 28.
Now, Jack Flaherty has been talked about as a part of the trade rumor. There was something there was concern about. He had some injury. Or he's coming off some kind of injury, and they wasn't sure if he had the durability. Because I think his name has been thrown around by the Dodgers, the Padres, and one other team.
Here's somebody who's on your list, and this might make sense to you. I see a Dodgers as a potential suitor, and that's third baseman, first baseman, Isaac Paredes of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Nah, we're not looking at him. We need a shortstop. We just got Ahmed from, who was the Giants shortstop. So that may have a whole lot of problem, and then Mookie's back.
Now, this one has been coming across the Yankees radar, boy, and I was like, boy, if we can't get Jazz, I'd like to get him, and that's Lewis Robert Jr. of the Chicago White Sox.
Now, his name has been thrown around as the number one prospect, the number one trade target out there, and he is on the Dodgers radar. He is on the Dodgers radar.
And then, that kind of rounds it out right there. So you gotta keep an eye out. I think you're going to see some... But you're going to see some busts. Some of those we read that could potentially be good, depending on where they end up. And then they could be, you know, some of them duds. You see some trade line, deadline duds.
I got to check out Eovaldi, but I don't know why I was thinking about someone else. But the Angels could probably end up being sellers because they got bad news. Trout was supposed to be back last night, but he had in his rehab, they had to shut him down and reevaluate him. So now they don't know how much longer he's going to be out. So the Angels may just end up being sellers.
I don't think the Angels are going to be total sellers, Purdy, because I think they're trying to get behind Ron Washington as their manager and get some more youth in there.
That's why I think they may be sellers if they get any veterans to get rid of.
The veterans for youth I get, but I don't foresee trading any youth out of there.
No youth. And Ron Washington is a pretty good developer, a young player. So if he could get rid of one or two of those veterans and bring in a couple of young players and build that team as a unit, I can see some.
All right, so... We still got Purdy, or did he mute himself? Purdy, you muted yourself. You need to unmute yourself, Purdy.
Yeah, somebody tried to interfere.
All right, real quick, we got to look at some picks, man. And you know, we could go baseball, but that's kind of boring. Why don't we do some Olympic basketball?
Oh, goodness.
Since they start tomorrow.
Who they got playing today?
They start tomorrow. And remember... Okay. The Pro Picks are all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com and check out all the ways to play, all the ways to win. And The Island Game always reminds you to bet responsibly. And don't forget, The Island Game has got a huge survivor pool coming up for football. I'll break it all down to you starting next week. Yeah, man, we'll be doing a lot more big things. The picks are coming back every week, brought to you by The Island Game. All right? It's going to be all good, man.
And anybody can pick, right?
Anybody can pick.
I'm picking this year.
Last time you were in the pick competition, you beat me.
I'm picking this year. Anyway, carry on. I'm picking this year. I did beat you the last time, so I'm picking this year.
Anyway. You didn't have to go there.
I'm just saying.
But you did.
Yeah, I did.
All right, we got Spain and Australia.
Spain.
No, Australia's a 4-point underdog. Spain plus 4. I'll take Spain in the points.
Oh, Spain plus 4? you know what? I'm the one who's been really knocking, because Spain knockers out. I just remember I ain't supposed to pull for them. I got from Australia and the points.
Australia could get it with the 4 points, though, but these two have matched up well over time. You see what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I know, but I'm still going to go.
I don't know. Australia might take on the money line on this one. I don't like the points. I don't like them to win by four. I think if the game is decided, it's going to be a tight game by three or less. Germany and Japan. Germany's an 18-point favorite over Japan. I'm going to take them in the money line.
Yeah, that ain't even right.
I'm going to take them in the points. They might beat them by 20-something.
France against Brazil.
Show to them to kill them.
France, 10-point favorites over Brazil.
Brazil, while not having a lot of stars, play tough basketball. I'll take France in the money line.
Greece and Canada. Greece plus 8 against Canada. I like Canada to win this one, but I don't know by 8 points. I think they get it done, but I'll take them in the money line to be safe.
Is Giannis playing with Greece? Yeah. Okay.
Now, this game is interesting.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I good.
South Sudan and Puerto Rico. Considering the Bahamas beat Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico really got a black because of where they are geographically and who they had to play to get in. I think South Sudan beats the brakes off them, to tell you the truth.
Who's the favorite?
South Sudan minus one.
I go with Puerto Rico. I bet twice on them. I'll bet them to win. And I'll also bet them to on the points.
You bet them to win and on the points. You can't bet them twice. You mean you bet them to win on the money line and over or under on the points? Eh?
Yeah.
So what, you going over or under?
I going over.
All right. And you got Serbia and the USA. Serbia, 12-point underdogs. USA minus 12.5. I'll take USA in the money line.
And I can take USA in the points. I think they can try to send a message out early.
All right. Well, that's
now, if you see Serbia play them tough and they barely beat them, then they're going to be vulnerable. But I think they're going to come out to send a message and say, I don't want y'all guest play or think nothing but us. They beat Serbia by maybe 20.
All right, well, we got a good Colin Coward taking us home today, Purdy, talking about Dak Prescott's potential contract and the future of Mike McCarthy in Dallas. This one for all Cowboy fans who keep asking a question, what are we going to do with Dak? I think we can do absolutely nothing till the end of the season. And if he takes us to an NFC Championship game or a Super Bowl, we break the bank on the contract. If not, we show him the door, and he's a Las Vegas Raider in 2025. But I digress. Have a great weekend, Pearly. Appreciate you chiming in. And everybody who called in, chimed in. Have a great weekend. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. For MJ, for Pearly, this your boy, Naughty. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday right here on Talk.
Take time.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Looking for quality food at affordable prices? Look no further than Solomon's. Our stores offer unbeatable savings on your overall basket without compromising on quality. From quality produce to pantry staples, we have everything you need to create delicious and nutritious meals for less. When it comes to your grocery budget, don't sacrifice quality for value. Come to Solomon's and experience the best of both.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's brand has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Pond, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Pond, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Pond, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Pond, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
The Guardian Media Group has your ticket to Paris.
On your marks, get set, go!
Join the Guardian Media Group, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio 96.9, and Hot 91 FM, and follow Team Bahamas from Paradise to Paris. Live comprehensive updates on Team Bahamas every day during the 2024 Summer Olympics. We are your ticket to Paris. Nassau Guardian Sports Editor Sheldon Longley will be trackside, bringing you closest to our athletes in their quest for gold. From Paradise to Paris, the 2024 Summer Olympics, live updates brought to you by gold sponsors, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Jimmy Wines and Spirits, distributors of Refreshing Sands Beer, silver sponsor Executive Motors, and the bronze sponsors Hertz Rent-A-Car, Magico Insurance, Bay Street Garage, Nassau Motors, your Chevy and Honda dealers, and New Life Natural. Let the games begin.
That was a fantastic last leg by Ramon Miller of the Bahamas.
I don't care who wears their hat which way, except quarterbacks when they go to the podium. And that's basically about maturity and understanding and self-awareness, right?
Sure.
And I've said this for years. I don't think Dak has a great arm or is a great athlete, but his hyper-maturity, he's an adult, yet non-emotional in big emotional moments. But he was getting sort of emotional yesterday because, right, like this is his last year guaranteed for the Dallas Cowboys. His contract will be up. And, a comment on his future in Dallas. I'm not afraid to go into the market. Love it here, but not afraid. And I think Dak would actually have a bigger market than you think. I think he'd have a bigger market than Tom Brady at the end. I do. I think he'd have a bigger market than Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. I do. Russell, as we know, don't get that with Dak. A lot of drama with Aaron Rodgers. You don't get that with Dak. Tom Brady's age. Dak's only 31. Dak, you get no cringe, no age concerns, no maintenance, no drama, very productive, can win 12 games a year. His floor, 8 wins. His ceiling, 12. Probably not a Super Bowl. But, I mean, think of all these really talented, near the top of the draft quarterbacks. Cam Newton, Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, a bit combative, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, competition and commitment issues. How much do they win? You know who wins? Jared Goff, Dak, Kirk Cousins, Jalen Hurts. The guys that don't give you a lot of drama. Justin Herbert's going to start winning a lot. Is that if you ask general managers, they're looking for a coach on the field. They're not looking for drama and maintenance and passive-aggressive. I mean, Green Bay moved off Aaron Rodgers, and he had just won several MVPs. Darkness retreats. Guy coaches, GMs, they don't want to deal with any of that nonsense. And so, this is what I've been banging on for years. Hat on forward, say the right thing, put a wet blanket on a potential fire, all this stuff. It's what GMs look at. I think Dak would have a really big market. I think it's highly probable that the Raiders and the Panthers and the Giants and maybe the Seahawks and the Titans would all be interested at the end of the season. So Dallas needs to know that. Oh, there'll be a market. It'll be bigger than Aaron's market. It'll be bigger than Tom's market. And you think, oh, that's crazy. He's 31, 12 wins, no drama, productive. Dak doesn't even have great weapons now, and he had the number one offense in the league. And you can't give McCarthy credit, right? He's a bum. Everybody thinks he's a bum. Remember, 30% of this league has chaos at quarterback. You never have that with Dak. His floor is 8-8. Here's another thing. It's not a great college quarterback draft next year. Here's another thing. If Tua and Jordan Love sign contracts, and they will, who's quarterback two on the market? There won't be any. It'll be Dak and Sam Darnold-ish players. So Dak's going to have market. That doesn't mean you necessarily have to overpay him. I don't have a problem. I don't like people that live in fear. Go to the college draft and draft somebody. But it's not a great college quarterback draft. It's okay. It's not great. There's not going to be a market outside of Jordan Love and Tua sign. And, you know, it's interesting. You can always tell your value in my business, your business, football business. What's your market when you're a free agent? What is your market? 6-7 teams minimum. And again, I was thinking about this last night and this morning. I don't want to pay him $60-some million, but he is really like a CeeDee Lamb. He's going to have a lot of leverage. Interesting. Also, Jerry was asked why he didn't give Mike McCarthy an extension, and he said, Green Bay. And I was thinking about that. Remember, they got humiliated, not just a loss, but humiliated, trailed 27-0 at home to the Packers, got blown out by Jordan Love. But that Green Bay route, and 2 years ago, that Dak scramble, clock management snafu, I can't unsee those, and neither can Jerry. That just drove me absolutely crazy. Dax running down the middle of the field, not calling a timeout, have to hurry to the line. You can't unsee that. And here's the thing with football coaches that's different than every other coach in America, different than hockey, baseball, and basketball coaches. There's very few games. And we watch football in America, college and pro. And with only one game a week, if you screw up, we talk about it for the next six games. So one snafu gets a lot of college and pro football coaches fired. I mean, Jim Harbaugh, first year at Michigan, and he's a great coach. First year at Michigan, 5-10. But he'd lose to Ohio State, end of the year, or a bowl game, and he'd get ripped for the next 5 or 6 months. If Harbaugh, the right guy, of course he was the right guy. He's a Michigan guy, doubled the win total, improved recruiting. Of course he was the right guy. But until he won the Natty, every year he lost to Ohio State, the last big game that mattered, he'd get hammered. Doc Rivers has lost a lot of games, situational basketball games, playoff games. But there's a game tomorrow. He's been hired 5 times as a coach, despite that. If McCarthy doesn't work here, he'll never be a head coach again. Because it's the scarcity of games, it's the one sport we watch in America, and you can't unsee stuff. And that Green Bay loss wasn't just a loss. And Jerry Jones said it yesterday. Why didn't you give him an extension? Green Bay. It was 48-16 at one point at home. It was 27-0. So, and I kind of back Jerry Jones on this. And I like Mike McCarthy. You can lose. But you can't lose like that at home in the final game of the year. An extension. And that's what ball coaches face, the hockey, basketball, and baseball managers don't. One game a week, it lingers for 6 days until the next Sunday, and if you lose that last game like Green Bay and in that fashion, you're not going to get an extension. And that's why Mike McCarthy, 12 wins, is on the hot seat. 2 plays, right? Like 2 games, 1 play in San Francisco and the game against Green Bay. That's it. Those 2 moments is why. Hi, everybody. It's me, Uncle Colin. Subscribe here to get the latest from the herd, including exclusive behind-the-scenes videos and more, wherever you may be, however you may be watching. Thanks again for making us part of your day.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.